Good afternoon, and may the Lord give you his peace. This is Father Stosh Daly on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio with your daily message of hope. On this Wednesday, the day in the middle of the week, as we come to a close on this hour, here on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, we invite you during this daily message of hope to consider the role of St. Joseph in your life as a disciple of the Lord Jesus Christ. Let us remember that every Wednesday is set aside for special veneration of St. Joseph, and today should be no different as we enter into a new month, and yet we're in the middle of this week, and we're coming to the close of this hour. We have the opportunity to consider St. Joseph as a special patron, as a special protector, as a special intercessor. Remember, St. Joseph is the foster father of Jesus, the spouse of the Blessed Virgin Mary. He is the one chosen by God our Father to be the father figure, the face of a father, the voice of a father, the presence of a father to the Christ child, to baby Jesus, to the boy Jesus, to the young man Jesus. St. Joseph was chosen by our Father in heaven to be the foster father for the second person of the Trinity, God in the flesh, Jesus, whom we know as the Christ. When we think of St. Joseph, if we think of St. Joseph, a couple of different attributes or adjectives can easily come to mind. Sometimes we think of St. Joseph and we think of him as the one who has been forgotten. He's not thought of very much, not turned to very often. Others, when they think of St. Joseph, they consider him to be very powerful in his prayers and his intercession. Still others, when they think of good St. Joseph, they think of him as peaceful, a man of peace, a man of justice. Still others, when they think of St. Joseph, they think of protective. He is protective of Jesus. He is protective of Mary. He is protective of the Holy Family. Yet again, when we think of St. Joseph, we can think of an example of holiness, an example of one who, while perhaps being forgotten, is nevertheless very powerful. He has a lot of self-possession. He knows who he is. He knows what he's to be about. And he's not afraid to be faithful. He is an example. St. Joseph we think of as being fervent. Fervent in the Lord. Fervent in prayer. Fervent in his work. St. Joseph we think of as a worker. In fact, there are two special feasts set aside for St. Joseph. One is a solemnity, the other is a feast, and one of them is called St. Joseph the Worker. Or perhaps we think of St. Joseph as one who is quiet. There's not a single word St. Joseph says that's recorded in sacred scripture, but we know he listens, we know he prays, and we know he obeys. How do we know these things? Well, because in sacred scripture, in Luke's gospel, we hear and we read several times about how the archangel would appear to St. Joseph and command him as to what he was supposed to do, how he was supposed to accept the Blessed Virgin Mary and her child as his own, how in another dream he was to awake, arise, take the mother and child, Mary and baby Jesus, and flee to Egypt, so as to save the child's life. In being quiet, it doesn't mean he's necessarily passive. St. Joseph is very much active in the plan of salvation. Yes, he may be forgotten by many, or even unknown by many, but nevertheless, in the life of Jesus, in the life of Mary, in the life of the Holy Family, he is a powerfully peaceful presence, or one might even say he is a peacefully powerful presence in the life of the Holy Family. Protective and secure, he is an example of how to be fervent, of how to be a worker, of how to have our eyes focused on the true goal at hand. In the middle of the week, oftentimes it's so easy for us to get worn down, tired, exhausted. We're near the breaking point. You know, the complaints, the comments, the frustrations of those around us start to wear us down. Maybe the stress of the day is wearing us down. Right smack dab in the middle of the week, oftentimes we are kind of lost. We're nowhere near the beginning and we're nowhere near the end. And we're tempted to think that this is just the monotony of it all. But there on this day, we find the beautiful example of someone like Saint Joseph, who was not afraid to work, not afraid to be faithful to the task at hand. It was in the little things that he was able to express incredible fidelity. In Greek, he's called or referred to as a tekton, a builder, someone who worked with his hands. Oftentimes in English, we call him a carpenter, and we immediately associate him with woodworking. Not that that's wrong, but we want to make sure that we appreciate the fact that he was able to work with whatever was in front of him, whether it was wood or stone, whether it was the task at hand, or the tasks being brought to him by neighbors or customers. To be an individual who's able to maintain his peace, maintain his spirit of calm in the face of so much which could so easily become overwhelming. In our commute home, in our effort to accomplish the tasks at hand, we can consider all that is before us and so easily get overwhelmed. But then let's think of Saint Joseph, how he was able to keep his head above water, considering that he had charge and care of the Blessed Virgin Mary, charge and care of the infant Jesus, God in the flesh, the little boy who as God was king of creation. But we are disciples of Jesus, and as such, we are able to turn to Saint Joseph as well for his beautiful and powerful, protective, yet quiet intercession. We are able to ask Saint Joseph to intercede on our behalf. We look at Saint Joseph as the patron saint of a peaceful or as a happy death. Well, why? Well, because we believe, as tradition teaches, that when Saint Joseph died, he had at his bedside both the Blessed Virgin Mary and God in the flesh, Jesus, whom we call the Christ. And so his passing from this life to the next is really an example that we should all want to follow. In this life, we are faithful so that we are faithful in the next. And Jesus is the bridge between this life and that one, eternity in heaven with the Father forever. We look at how he was protective of the Blessed Virgin Mary, how he honored Our Lady as Queen of Creation, as the Mother of God. If we're wanting in our devotion, if we're kind of struggling in our prayer life, if we're not really sure how best to pray, how best to read sacred scripture, how best to survive the present moment, let us turn to Saint Joseph and ask for his help. If we have that huge intention that is weighing on us, maybe we are in need of a new place to live, or a better job, or peace among the children, peace between spouses. Maybe we need to be able to find the right words to say what needs to be shared from our hearts. Let us ask Saint Joseph for his intercession. Let us consider all of those who are suffering today and ask Saint Joseph to intercede on their behalf, especially those who are poor, those who are exposed to the elements, the weather outside, those who are perhaps underemployed or unemployed, those who are in need of gainful employment. We ask Saint Joseph the worker to intercede on their behalf. We also consider how it is important for us to be able to treasure every moment of every day, that we not allow time to pass without glorifying the Lord. And so we turn to the example of Saint Joseph and we ask him to intercede on our behalf that we may treasure the present moment, this gift of time that we have to serve the Lord, to love the Lord, and to be with him forever. If we are wondering, how do we become close to Jesus in the Eucharist? Let us ask Saint Joseph for his prayers. If we're asking the Lord for the grace to prepare for confession, let us ask Saint Joseph for his prayers, that we may become faithful stewards of the sacred mysteries of our holy faith. If we have in our presence a need, an intention that is really huge, really big, really great in size, let us not be afraid to ask for the prayers of our great patron and protector, Saint Joseph. He is the one who looked out for and protected the Holy Family. As members of the church, we are members of the Holy Family, so we turn to him for his prayers and intercession as well. It's always good to think of his humanity, to think of how he was real, for he is real, and to think of how our own humanity is real as well. And so we turn to St. Joseph and seek his powerful protection and intercession. Regardless of whatever may be weighing on our minds or weighing on our hearts, whether it's something about ourselves or something pertaining to a loved one, let us move out of ourselves and seek the Lord. And as we are seeking the Lord, let us pay attention to the beautiful examples he has given to us, examples of faith, examples of fidelity, examples of perseverance, examples of endurance. When we're looking for someone who embodies all of those qualities, we find good Saint Joseph. He who oftentimes is quiet and hidden, yet very much present, very much protective. In this moment, towards the end of this hour, on this day, in the middle of the week, let us ask Saint Joseph for his prayers and his protection, so that as we open our minds and our hearts to the Lord Jesus and we seek to be restored in hope and in joy, good Saint Joseph may be not only our intercessor and our faithful friend, that he may also teach us how to follow the Christ child, how to be one with Jesus, God in the flesh. May the Lord give you his peace.